The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Let's say good morning to our neighbors to the left and to the right. This morning, we are looking at working of miracles, working of miracles. And as we enter a season where we are waiting on God, I pray that God himself will breathe upon us, breathe through us, do with us and for us that which eyes have not seen, that which ears have not heard, that which has not even begun to enter into the hearts of men. Our text today is from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, from verse 4. Now, when we talk about miracles, right, at this time, it brings up different emotions in different people. You know, there've been a lot of talk on what it is, what it should be. There's been a lot of, like, abuse, if you will, on how it has been bastardized. So we have different people having different ideas. Oh, some say there are no miracles again. Some say miracles are gone. The days of miracles are gone. Yet others say that everything is by miracles. Now, we need to get an understanding this morning, and I pray that God himself will give us understanding and help us not to cheat ourselves either ways of all that he has for us. We are serving a God of miracles. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Amen. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. From verse 4, it says, but the believers, Acts 8, 4, but the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus. Everyone say good news about Jesus. Jesus is always good news. Speaking about Jesus is always good news. Wherever they went, Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message and see the miraculous signs he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, and many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in the city. It was a great joy in the city. So we see that miracles bring joy. Now I'm praying that you will not deprive yourself of all that God has earmarked for you because of logic. You see, while some things heaven will not do for us, There are some things that only heaven can do for us. Now, I'm going to get there in a bit. So we see that because of these miracles, there was joy in the city. God wants your life, your city, your home to be filled with joy. Miracles bring joy, and you are going to see miracles in your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're going to see miracles in your homes. You're going to see miracles in your schools. You're going to see miracles at the marketplace. You're going to see miracles in your businesses in the name of Jesus. Psalm 118, verse 24. Psalm 118, verse 24. The word of God says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will what? We will rejoice and be glad in it." Everything that is trying to make sorrow linger in your life will be removed in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. You see, as adults, sometimes we just forget to have joy. We forget to have joy because we are carrying the load. You know, we are carrying the bills, you know, you are thinking about this, you are thinking about that, you are thinking about your husband will eat, your wife will eat, the children will eat, you pay school fees, you pay your rent, you pay your mortgage, you buy your house, you fill the car. I mean, so many things tug at us that try to take the joy away, that try to hinder that boisterousness that God has earmarked for us. However, you have to choose joy today. You have to choose joy because this is the day the Lord has made. And I will rejoice. I have chosen to rejoice. I will rejoice. And I will be glad in it. And I will be glad in it. No. Did you know that research was conducted and they said that children, they monitored and they counted the expressions of joy in a child. They said for a child, the average expression of joy per day is 400. 400 expressions of average. That is average. I believe that some of our children are a lot more than 400. You know? Maybe they added children from some very sad people. You know? So, but, I mean, I'm sure the numbers are higher for us Nigerians. You know? For the children. Now, guess what? The average number of expressions per day for adults, guess what it is? 15. 15. I think they even padded it for some people. Some people don't have joy at all. At all. 15. And God wants to fill your mouth with laughter. God wants to fill your tongue with singing. God wants to fill you with rejoicing. And God has two streams of miracles and two dimensions of miracles. So we're going to look at two streams of miracles and we're going to look at two dimensions of miracles. Then we will proceed in the service. Two streams of miracle, real quick. The first stream of miracle is the instantaneous miracle. That's we see where, in this passage of scripture, where through Philip, God was doing amazing miracles, instantaneous miracles. Demons were flying out of people, crying as they go. People were getting healed. By the grace of God, we have seen and we will continue to see instantaneous miracles in God's favorite house. We thank God for all the testimonies of the GWDIAs of the past. But we thank God for all that God is set to do. we will yet see instantaneous miracles. And that is big and that is powerful. That is one stream of miracles. There's another stream, and that is the systematic miracles. Systematic miracles. Now, the systematic miracles is couched in science. It's couched in science. The systematic way and principles of heaven of achieving things in medical science, for instance. The systematic way of how the body works in health science. The systematic way of nutrition, of how the body is nourished and grows and heals itself. It is a miracle. It's a miracle of stream. So people think that science is anti-God, or God is anti-science. God gave men science. God blessed men with science. So there are people that will not or may not be exposed to the instantaneous miracles. Guess what? The systematic miracles of God is available. That is the way of God showing kindness to humanity. And yet there are some people that want to ignore systematic miracles completely, holding on to instantaneous miracles. But sometimes, you see, the truth is that God will not do with instantaneous miracles many things he has earmarked to do with systematic miracles. In fact, it's arguable that God does more on a daily basis that we can measure, let me put it that way. God does more that we can measure in the systematic miraculous than in the instantaneous miraculous. So if you want to achieve a lot more measurable things and success and breakthroughs, you must understand the systematic miraculous ways of God. Then you will see miracles, then you will have joy. Now, you know, I've heard, and it's so true that, you know, there are people that do not even know God, but they are systematically joyous. They are engaging the systematic miraculous, and they are getting results. And so we see things like, this person is not a Christian, but this person, you know, God is lifting this person. God is blessing this person. Check. They are engaging systematic miraculous, the systematic miraculous. And you see, we should get off only sitting on the fence of, oh, they are going to perish. Oh, they can have all the money, but they are going to perish. Listen, God wants you to prosper. And you cannot progress in directions you have disdained. So those are the two streams of miracles. Then, you know, we have two dimensions of miracles. Each, and these two dimensions are applicable to the two streams of miracles. Now, the two dimensions of working of miracles is you have the miraculous roots and you have the miraculous fruit. Both are indispensable. The miraculous root talks about the miraculous things that we see that flows from the work of those that have gone before us. Oof. The miraculous fruit, it talks about the miraculous things that we see that are groundbreaking through us. So if you look at the instantaneous miracles, the miraculous root will be there are certain miraculous, instantaneous miraculous dimensions that we are walking in today that is because of what our grandfathers did, what because of what our grandmothers did, what because of our parents did. Hallelujah. And there are dimensions of the instantaneous miraculous that will be birthed through us that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that has not even begun to enter into the hearts of men. Same with the other stream, the systematic, miraculous. There is the dimension of the miraculous roots. Science today stands on the scientific discoveries of those that have gone ahead of us. And there will yet be the miraculous fruits, breakthroughs, scientific breakthroughs today that has never been seen before. Hallelujah. So the man who seems to be so successful owes much of his greatness to the work of other people who labored before him. The man who seems to be most successful today, regardless of the dimension, the stream, the instantaneous miraculous or the systematic miraculous, the man who seems to be successful owes much of his greatness to the work of people who have labored before him. Parents, classic example of miraculous roots. You know, some of us are third generation Christians. You know, I've said it before, but as far as I know, I'm a third generation Christian. My grandmother, my mom, myself. You know, there are certain things spiritually that I probably will not struggle with because of the spiritual roots. The spiritual roots that by the grace of God is solid. And there are certain people, children, if you look at systematic roots also, take financial independence. There are certain things, I mean, I see a lot of young kids out here that they are starting out life. They finished college. They are starting out life with $500,000. I kid you not, $500,000. And it's normal in their family. That is, the father is saying, look, I've taught you how to work money. After you are going, this is your, take this. You know, there's some ex-US president that, you know, was saying that his father gave him ordinary $1 million to start life. You know, that is a financial, miraculous route. Systematic, however, because they systematically grew the wealth, they transferred that system to their children. The Jews are masters at this. That's why the Bible would say that the righteous man hands over what? An inheritance to his children's children. So there's a systematic miraculous in the finances of people. Now, there are some other people. They manage to jackpot. You know, that's they are just starting from zero. How do they want to compete? How? Okay, they are leaning on the miraculous, instantaneous miraculous. That's why there's a lot of prayer. A lot of people saying fall down and die. There's a lot of, look, if we didn't know, we don't have an excuse. Going forward, our children should be better than us, and they will be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Why? Because no work of God is ever lost. Some people have labored. Listen, it is never lost. Even upon this nation, Nigeria, some people have labored in sincerity. It is never lost. It will not be lost. Some people have labored in prayer. It will not be lost. So if you have labored and have seen no visible success, your children will see it. In the name of Jesus. And you see, if you are pioneering a new work, you have to be patient. You have to be patient. Pioneering a new work, you have to be patient. You have to be patient. God is going to do in you and through you that which eyes have not seen. So many of us are products of labors of those that have gone before us. So as much as we have seen and are yet to see, And you will yet experience the miraculous dimensions of God. However, there are dimensions that only our children will see. And that's okay. That's great. Praise the name of the Lord. The work of the Lord of God is transgenerational. It goes from generation to generation. It's multi-generational. Hallelujah. Jesus is our spiritual roots. So in John 14:12, Jesus says, for John 14:12, that I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name. I am your spiritual root. I am your miraculous root. And I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, he says, you heard me right. Ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. And that's why this week, as we enter the week of prayer, we are launching and taking hold of our spiritual roots. And he will do it in the name of Jesus. So, pretty quickly, three things about miracles, and we are done. Number one, the first thing is this, that all you see is not all there is. All you see is not all there is. As we start to fast, as we start to wait on God, we are engaging the supernatural. And you need to understand that there is more to you than meets the eye. There's more to you than meets. So understand that all you see is not all there is. The world may want us to believe otherwise, but you must not let go of your advantage. You mustn't. There's a story in 2 Kings 16:15, from 15 to 17 or 18. Now, the servant of the man of God came and said, "Lord, we are surrounded." And the man of God prayed, says, "God, open his eyes." And he saw around about them chariots of horses. Ah, hallelujah. Chariots of fire. And he says that they are more with us than they are against us. Every fear in your life is proof that you are seeing more of what the enemy wants you to see than more of what God wants you to see. If you see what God wants you to see, fear will be far away from your tabernacle. Fear will be far away from your tabernacle. What you see is not all there is. Elisha did not pray that God send down fire. God, you see, so something is wrong with a lot of prayers people are praying. Something is wrong with it because you don't even know you are surrounded with fire already. And your prayers show your spiritual ignorance. Many times the enemy is knowing how ignorant you are by the way you are praying. Imagine you are surrounded with chariots of fire and you are still praying, God of Elijah, send down fire. Elisha, that walked with Elijah, he wasn't praying, God of Elijah, send down fire. Because the fire is here. Praise the name of the Lord. May your eyes be opened in the name of Jesus. When someone, imagine someone, you have a debit card that has $3 million cash in it. And you want to buy bread and you are still praying. The God of miracles, now my Baba, oh, miracles. As I put in this card, oh God of miracles, let it work. Oh God of miracles, let it work. That is how a lot of people's prayers are. I mean, it's so sad. sometimes. Even people are trained. I look at them, I'm like, how did you become like this? How did you become so blinded that you cannot see? How do you think, let's say, the bankers or the account officer that knows the balance of the card will feel looking at you? Then it works. Then you're coming to church. You say, oh, I have a testimony. Praise the Lord. I put it in the debit card. Come on. Come on. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Elisha did not pray. Surround us with your fire. Because your fire is around us already. Elisha prayed. Let us see as we ought to see. Oh, yes. That's why when he went to meet with them, he said, smite them with blindness. Let them not see as they ought to see. Who did you think smote them with blindness? The chariots and his own army. So our prayers should be dictatorial. Hallelujah. So the second thing you have to learn about the miraculous and working of miracles is that all you see is not all there is. The second is that the Holy Spirit is the source of miracles. Listen, both streams, both dimensions. The Holy Spirit is the source of miracles. Both streams and both dimensions. There's no time to unpack it. But trust me, the systematic, the instantaneous, the Holy Spirit is behind it. The miraculous root, the miraculous fruit, the Holy Spirit is behind it. So you need to prioritize your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Comes upon you. And the Holy Spirit, you cannot buy him. You cannot buy the influence. You cannot buy the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, if you think otherwise, you get into trouble. You cannot buy him. As we press into God this week and beyond, prioritize your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Prioritize your walk with God. Prioritize your in tuneness. And let me give you a tip, you know, just a little tip. You know, you must have heard me say this before, and the fact is that the Holy Spirit, are you ready for the tip? Are you ready? Shh, stop secret. The Holy Spirit is a singing spirit. It's a singing spirit. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. The Holy Spirit is a singing spirit. Worship is key as we press into the second, even from the beginning of this fast. Top secret. 1 John 4:4 says, but you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's not just that they are more with us, the hosts of heaven. It is also that the one that is in us is greater. Huh. Hallelujah. That's so big. That's so big. So the first is about working of miracles is that all you see is not all there is. The second is that the source of miracles is the Holy Spirit. And the third is that miracles happen outside of your comfort zone. Where does miracle happen? outside of your comfort zone. Hallelujah. So you need to understand that miracles happen outside of your comfort zone. Fasting is going to take you outside of your comfort zone. You know, some people have been thinking, they are starting a fast. Some of those that are probably new to God's Favorite House are like, is it going to be hard? Is it going to be... Well, it's going to take you out of your comfort zone. Trust me. Even those of us that have been fasting for decades, fasting always will take you out of your comfort zone. And miracles happen where? Outside of your comfort zone. So we see that God wants to breathe upon us this season. You are going to experience full measure. Oh, hallelujah. You are going to experience full measure. You are going to experience full measure. This year of restoration, you are not going to escape it. If you turn like this, it will overtake you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you go under, you will meet it there. Restoration will jam you. If you go on top, now, these are words that you will testify of. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will experience full measure. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory, Lord. Oh, we give you praise and glory. If you are here, you're like, Pastor, pray with me. I want to commit my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. I've never given my life to Jesus before. Wherever you are, I want to pray with you. That is you. Oh, yeah, like, Pastor, I'm far from God. I want to come close to God. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, we will pray with you as we turn it over to the RP.
Father, we thank you for everyone that is surrendering their life to you today. We ask that you will breathe upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, from today, their lives will never be the same. That their ears will be open unto you. Father, we ask that you guide them in their walk with you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that for all of us surrendering unto you, asking that you breathe upon us afresh, that our ears will be open to hear as we ought to hear, that our eyes will see as we ought to see. Father, we ask that you will give us deeper understanding of your word, even as our roots grow deeper in you. Father, help us to be all you have called us to be. Take all the glory, Lord. Take all the glory, Father. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen.